Praise the Lord. Oh, the, just I must do. Praise the Lord. It is so wonderful.
David Undley.
Sister Opendo from Tanzania.
Sister Opendo from Tanzania.
Thank you so much for your beautiful, wonderful singing.
Yeah, thank you for the fantastic song.
Leading us to praise together. Hallelujah. God may bless you continually.
Good for sure to sing today.
And I am so happy to be here in this church again.
Og jeg veldig glad for å være her I menigheten igjen.
I remember that the last time when I preached here in Larvik Methodist Church was in April 1999.
Jeg husker sist gang jeg preket var april 1999.
And the first time when I visited your church was in October 1977.
Og før det så var jeg her I oktober 1977.
Then Pastor Harald Dijeland was here as my interpreter. Harald Dijeland.
Ja, Pastor Harald var her som min tolker.
And then I was 26 and a half years old.
Og jeg var 26 og halv år gammel.
I'm now 63.
Og nå jeg 63.
Time flies like an arrow.
Tida går veldig fort.
So meanwhile, I served in America for about 20 years. As a university chaplain in California for 12 years.
Jeg har vært I Kalifornien 12 år.
And in Wisconsin in American congregations for several years.
And
in
Wisconsin I mange år.
Before we study the Word of God.
Før vi deler Guds ord.
Since we have a lot of young people.
Siden vi har mange unge folk.
I am reminded of an interesting episode, which interesting experience.
Yeah, jeg husker på en interessant tema.
I visited Germany in April 1997.
Jeg besøkte Tyskland I 1997.
To attend a big international conference. To attend an international conference.
Yeah, for å være med I en konferanse.
Arranged by CCC, Campus Crusade for Christ.
Som var organisert av CCC, Crucify for Christ.
Then after that, I visited Stuttgart. I visited Stuttgart, a big city in Germany.
Okay, og så besøkte jeg en stor by I Tyskland.
Then I met a German woman, aged 77.
Så møtte jeg en tysk mann.
German woman.
Så møtte jeg en tysk dame.
And I had a reunion with her after 17 years in total.
Og jeg ble forenet, altså vi hadde en gjenforening etter 17 år.
She said to me,
hun sa til meg,
Kisong, you remember I had been a missionary to Liberia for many years.
Jeg sa, Kim, husker du at jeg var en missionær I Liberia
when I returned to Germany,
og da jeg kom tilbake til Tyskland,
then during the Easter 1980,
I 1998,
exactly 17 years ago,
det var 17 år siden,
you were the main speaker in our Easter retreat.
Du var vår hovedtaler I vår vestlige konferanse.
Easter, påskeleir.
Ja, påskeleir.
Then over 300 adults participated.
Og over 300 deltok I den leir.
They were Germans.
Det var tyske.
From France.
Fra Frankrike.
Belgium. And Switzerland.
Og Sisland.
During this 4 days conference.
24?
During the 4 days conference.
I 4 dagers konferanse.
All people attending, they were over 40, 50, 60, 70 years old.
Folk som deltok, de var 40, 50, 60 år.
Then there was only one young boy attending.
So var det bare en ung mann som var med.
He was 18 years old.
Han var 18 år gammel.
We saw him for the first time.
Vi så ham for første gang.
He had never been to our church.
Han har aldri vært I vår kirke før.
But he came to our Easter camp, Easter retreat.
Men han kom på vår påskeleir.
And he attended all meetings at which you preached.
Og han var med på alle møter som du preket på.
He was quiet.
Han var veldig stille.
But anyway, we're happy that we saw just a young boy attending our conference.
Men vi var veldig glad for å se bare en ung mann som var med på
vår
konferanse.
It was 17 years ago.
Og det var 17 år siden.
Now this young boy.
Og nå denne unge mannen.
is the pastor of our church.
Han är pastor I vår menighet.
Church which was growing rapidly.
En menighet som växer väldigt fort.
Praise the Lord.
Ära vare Gud.
Who knows if some of these young people in this gathering may become pastor and evangelist very soon.
Vem vet, kanske några av de unga folk I menigheten nu kan bli pastorer och evangelister.
We need a lot of workers.
Vi trenger mange arbeidere.
We know that many churches in whole Europe are declining.
Vi vet at mange kirker I Europa de blir liksom stengt på en måte.
It is not the Lord. It is not the will of the Lord that churches should incline. Are declining.
Det ikke Guds vilje at kirker skal liksom gå konkurs for å si det sånn.
The Church of Jesus Christ must grow continually.
Jesus menighet må vokse kontinuerlig.
So let us have some brief Bible study.
So la oss ha en veldig kort
bibelstudium. The word of God should be repeated.
Ja, Guds ord skal repeteres.
You Norwegian friends, Norwegian people.
Dere nordmenn venner.
Never say.
Dere sier aldri.
Oh, I am tired of eating potato and bread every
day. Ja, jeg lei av å spise poteter og brød og.
No Korean, no Japanese, no Chinese say.
Enten koreanere, japanere eller kinesere sier.
I am tired of eating rice every day.
Jeg så trøtt av å spise ris hver dag.
Well, the word of God should be repeated.
Men Guds ord skal også repeteres.
And Paul said.
Og Paulus sa.
Philippians chapter 4. Chapter 3.
Filippene kapittel 3.
Verse 1.
Vers 1.
I am not tired of to repeat the word of God.
Han sier jeg ikke lei eller trøtt av å repetere Guds ord.
Because it is for security for you, safety for you.
Fordi det for din egen trygghet.
Jesus said.
Jesus sa.
Men shall not live by bread alone but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Ja, man skal ikke leve av bare brød, men også av det ordet som kom ut, altså Guds ord.
Amen. The text which I am going to preach.
Tema som jeg skal preke om.
The text was already read in the beginning of our service.
Altså teksten var allerede lest I begynnelsen av møtet I dag.
So I am not going to read again these texts.
Jeg skal ikke lese det igjen.
Now let us just search the scriptures. About the reasons of our singing praise to God.
Men nå skal vi gå inn I Guds ord og se hva grunn for å lovsprise Gud.
Number one.
Nummer en.
God is worthy of our praise and worship.
Gud verdig av vår lovsang.
Psalm 18:3 says.
Salmene 18:3 sier.
I will call upon the Lord.
Jeg skal rope til Herren.
Who is worthy to be praised.
Som verdig å bli lovsynget.
Dear brothers and sisters,
kjære brødre og søstre,
our Christian praise has nothing to do with our emotions or feelings or
circumstances. Vår kristen lovprisning har ingenting å gjøre med vår følelse eller hvordan vi har det.
We praise God for his mighty acts.
Vi priser Gud fordi han en allmektig Gud.
And for his surpassing greatness.
Og for hans storhet.
As we read in Psalm 150 verse 2.
Som vi leser I Salmene 150 vers 2.
And we worship God for who he is.
Og vi tilbe Gud for hvem han
And we praise God for what he has done.
Og vi priser ham for det han har gjort.
And we praise and thank God for what he has done for me and for you individually.
Og vi lover og priser Gud for det han har gjort for deg og meg individuelt.
Praise and thanksgiving is a verbalized faith.
Lovsang eller lovprisning og takknemlighet en verbal tro.
If you thank God after the fact.
Hvis du takker Gud etter en handling.
That is gratitude.
Det en takknemlighet.
And if you thank God before it happens.
Og hvis du takker Gud før en handling skjer.
That is faith.
Det tro.
For faith to be developed creatively.
For at troen skal utvikle seg.
To read and study the Bible and the prayer is important, of course.
For at troen skal utvikle seg, så å lese Bibelen og bønn, det nødvendig.
But they are not enough.
Men det ikke nok.
We should thank and praise God through sort of singing.
Vi burde takke og prise Gud.
Before anything happens.
Før det skjer.
Many churchgoers in the world.
Mange kirkegåere I verden.
They have lots of knowledge about the word of God.
De har veldig lite kunskap om Guds ord.
But since the lack of prayer and giving thanks unto the Lord.
Når det kommer til å lovprise og gi og vise takknemlighet til Gud.
They have only tried knowledge, tried theory about the word of God.
De har bare en teori om det der.
I think you most of you remember the name of Mao Zedong in China. Mao Zedong in China.
Jeg tror dere husker navnet Mao Zedong.
Tung, ja. The founder of communism in China.
Han som altså grunnleggende av kommunisme I Kina.
Well, even nowadays he is regarded as the greatest leader, the former leader of China.
Og nå han den største lederen
Most
I Kina.
Most of Chinese people will respect him.
Og nordkinesere respekterer han.
Mao Zedong, he went to Bible college when he was a young man and he studied the Bible.
Han gikk til bibelskole da han var ung og han studerte Bibel.
But he had only the knowledge of the word of God.
Men han hadde bare kunnskap om Guds ord.
What did he do later?
Hva gjorde han etterpå?
He led many tens of millions of people to death.
Han led mange millioner mennesker inn til døden.
Also, so many Koreans were killed because of him.
Og mange kommunister var drept på grunn av ham.
Also, Lenin, he studied the Bible.
Og
Lenin.
Ja, og Lenin, han også studerte Bibelen.
But he became the founder of communism in the Soviet Union.
Men han ble grunnleggende av Sovjetunionen.
Dear friends, it's important for us to study the Bible.
Det veldig viktig å studere Bibelen.
But it should be balanced with the prayer and the giving thanks unto the Lord.
Men det burde balanseres med bønn og gi Gud lovprisning.
And we shall act upon God's word which we have studied.
Og vi må handle I forhold til det Gud sier, Guds ord.
Faith is dead without action.
Troen død uten handling.
Now let's come back to the reasons of praising the Lord.
Så la oss komme tilbake til hvorfor eller grunnen for å lovsynge Gud.
Number two, we are called to praise and worship God.
Nummer to, at vi kalt til å lovprise Gud.
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says.
Første Peter kapittel 2 vers 9 sier.
That you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
At du skal proklamere priset til han som har ført dere ut av mørket og inn I lyset.
Psalm 150.
Salmen 150.
Verse 6.
Kapitel 150, vers 6.
6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Sier, la alt som har ånd lov, Herren.
Let us notice the word breath.
La oss legge merke til ordet ånd.
If I do not breathe, I am a dead man.
Hvis jeg puster ikke, eller hvis jeg har ikke ånd, da jeg død.
So that means that dead people cannot praise the Lord.
Så det betyr at døde folk, det de som ikke kan prise Gud.
Many churchgoers, or even many Christians are spiritually dead.
Og mange folk som går til kirke, eller mange kristen åndelig død.
So they have only much dried knowledge about Jesus Christ.
Så de har sin egen teori om Jesus.
Dear friends, to know Jesus.
De kjenner Jesus.
And to know about Jesus are entirely different.
Og det en forskjell å vite Jesus, å kjenne Jesus, og det å kjenne om Jesus.
Even though we may know about Jesus a little bit.
Og selv om vi vet om Jesus.
Or much.
Lite eller mer.
That is not the most important thing.
Det ikke det viktigste.
The most important thing is to know Jesus personally.
Det som viktig å kjenne Jesus personlig.
So those who have no breath are spiritually dead and they cannot praise God.
Så de som har ikke ånd, de åndelig død og de kan ikke prise Gud.
So if we have breath,
så hvis vi har ånd,
we shall praise the Lord.
Vi burde prise Gud.
Number three, the last point.
Nummer tre som er siste.
Well, I am going to just give you the main points.
Jeg skal bare gi dere de viktigste eller hovedpunktene.
And I do not like to use a long time in my sermon today.
Jeg skal ikke bruke lang tid på prekingen.
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 5 says.
Jeremiah kapittel 2 vers 5 sier.
They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They followed.
Ja, de fulgte
worthless idols.
Jeremiah
2:5.
Ja, de fulgte avgudet. Avgudikelse.
And they became worthless themselves.
Og de ble uverdige.
So that means you become like what you worship.
Så det betyr at du blir det du tilber.
If you worship super superficial things.
Hvis du tilber
superficial
overnaturlige ting.
So then your life will become superficial.
Så blir livet ditt overnaturlig.
If you worship evil things,
hvis du tilber onde ting,
your life is going to become evil.
Så kommer livet ditt til å bli ondt.
If you worship money,
hvis du tilber penger,
you are going to fall down into sin.
Så skal du falle ned into sin.
Because the money itself is not a sin.
Penger I seg selv ikke synd.
We need the money.
Vi trenger penger.
We need a lot of money.
Vi trenger masse penger.
To work for the Lord.
For å jobbe for Gud.
But to, I mean, if we love, I mean, to love of money.
Men hvis vi blir elskere av penger,
that is the root of all sins.
Det det som kjernen av alle synd.
The founder of our Methodist Church.
Grunnleggeren av vår metodisk kirke.
John Wesley said.
John Wesley sa.
Quote. The
yeah, quote.
Work hard.
Han sa, jobb hardt.
With much sweat.
Med masse svett.
To make much money.
For å tjene masse penger.
On much money, as much as you can.
Masse penger, så mye som du kan.
And use that money for the Lord.
Og bruk de pengene for Gud.
And John Wesley said.
Og John Wesley sa.
I do not believe a man's conversion.
Jeg tror ikke en manns conversion.
Omvendelse.
Oh, ja, jeg tror ikke en mann omvendelse.
Until I see,
til jeg ser,
his pocket is converted.
Jeg tror ikke at en mann omvendt, helt til jeg ser at lommen hans omvendt.
Well, that's what John Wesley said.
Det det John Wesley sa.
Yeah, that means when we are born again.
Det betyr når vi blir født på nytt.
When we have Jesus as our Lord and
Savior.
Og når
vi har Jesus som vår frelser og Herre.
Then we serve the Lord alone.
Så tjener vi Herrens Herre.
No longer money, no longer mammon.
Ikke penger og ikke mennesker.
Our working hard to make millions and millions of dollars.
Det at vi jobber hardt for å tjene masse penger.
Is to serve the Lord.
Det for å tjene Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 3:18 says.
2 Korinterbrevet kapittel 3 vers 18.
And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him.
Som den hellige ånd jobber, så blir vi mer og mer lik ham.
And Isaiah 6,
Asa,
61,
Isaiah 61,
verse 3 says,
kapitel 61, vers 3
a
sier,
a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
Og kom, ta på dere lovprisningsdrakt.
And also in the Old Testament.
Og Gamle Testamentet.
2 Chronicles chapter 20. You don't need that.
Okay.
2 Chronicles chapter 20.
2 Kronikerbrevet kapittel 20,
23.
Vers 21-23.
Says that Israelite, they could defeat enemies while they were singing praise unto the Lord.
De seiret over fiendene mens de lovpriste Gud.
Dear friends, are singing praise.
Mine venner, å lovprise Gud
is one of the most powerful forms of a prayer.
Det en av de mest viktigste våpen, en form av våpen I bønn.
Singing praise to God.
Å synge lovprisning til Gud.
Moves His heart to deliver us from and perform miracles.
Bevege Guds hjerte og forløse oss fra liksom
lenker
og gi oss mirakel.
Let me show you one brief experience.
Jag ska dela en liten vittnesbörd.
Before I finish my sermon.
Före jag avslutar.
Because.
Fördi.
Paul, because the apostle said.
För de apostlarnas gärning
säger. Peter says in Acts chapter 4.
Peter säger i apostlarnas gärning kapitel 4 vers 20.
We cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard.
Alltså vi kan inte stoppa och se det vi har hört och sett.
Quite many years ago.
Många år sedan.
I was visiting Kristinehamn in Sweden from the other city by train.
Jag besökte Sverige med tåg.
Then I was sick.
Och jag var sjuk.
I had so much headache.
Jag hade väldigt ont i huvudet.
I was vomiting.
Jag kastade upp.
I didn't know what had happened.
Jag visste inte vad som skedde.
So when I arrived in Kristinehamn railway station.
Då jag kom till Kristinehamn tågstation.
A Swedish man was waiting to pick me up.
En svensk man väntade på mig.
I was meeting him for the first time.
Jag var där för första gången.
And he was not a Christian.
Han var inte en kristen.
He was around 25 years older than I.
Han var runt 25 år äldre än mig.
Then he was major in the Swedish army.
Och han var kapten i den svenska hären.
He had served in Korea for 6 months.
Han hade tjänat i Korea för 6 månader.
And as a United Nations army.
Som de förenade nationerna.
Yeah, FN's soldat. Yeah.
FN soldat. Yeah.
So anyhow, then when he looked at me.
Och då han såg på mig.
Oh, Kisung. You look so pale in your face.
Han sa, "Åh, du ser så blek i ansiktet."
So I said, "Yes, I'm very sick now."
Han sa, "Ja, väldigt sjuk."
Then he said to me.
Så sa han till mig.
Let me take you to the hospital immediately.
Så sa han, "Låt mig ta dig till sjukhus i det ögonblicket."
I said to him.
Jag sa till honom.
No thanks.
Nej tack.
Please take me to your home as scheduled.
Var så snill ta mig hem.
Well, because I had invited to stay at his home for a few days.
För jag var inviterad till att bo i hans hus för några dagar.
So when we arrived at his home,
då vi kom hem hos honom,
his wife,
kona hans,
she was so surprised at looking at me.
Hun var så överraskad när hon såg på mig.
We were meeting for the first time.
För hon mötte mig för första
gången. Then she said to her husband.
Så sa hon till mannen sin.
You should bring him to the hospital.
Och du borde ta honom till sjukhus.
He must be very sick.
Han må vara väldigt sjuk.
Then husband said, well, Kisung insisted that he doesn't want to go to the hospital.
Och mannen svarte kona och sa han insisterade att han inte vill gå till sjukhus.
When we entered his house.
Och då vi kom in i huset.
I could smell very delicious Korean food.
Och jag kunde lukta väldigt dejlig koreansk mat.
He had cooked Korean food for me, Korean middag.
Han hade lagt koreansk middag för mig.
But I could not eat.
Men jag kunde inte spise.
So I said to him, let me just lie down in my bedroom.
So jag sa till honom, kan jag vara så snill gå och lägga mig?
So then I was alone in my room.
Så jag var alene på rummet mitt.
I knelt down.
Jag knälte.
I prayed.
Och jag bad.
To your Lord.
Jag sa, kära Gud.
By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed, says your word.
Ved Jesus sår har jag fått läkedom.
Lord, heal me right now.
Jesus eller Herre helbred mig akkurat
nu. So that I could witness about Jesus Christ to this unbelieving Swedish couple.
Så att jag kan vittna Jesus till de ukristen par.
After prayer.
Efter bön.
I still felt so much pain in my head and in stomach.
Jag följde fortsatt väldigt ont i huvudet och i magen.
I began to sing unto the Lord.
Och jag började att sjunga till Gud.
Our praise have nothing to do with our circumstances.
Vår pris har ingenting att göra med vår situation eller omständigheter.
Very loud,
da jeg sang veldig høyt.
This is Swedish major. He opened the door.
Och han mannen bare öppnade dörren.
Okay, so what happened to you?
Han sa, okay, vad sker med dig?
You say you are very sick.
Du sa du är väldigt sjuk.
But how can you sing?
Hvordan kan du synge?
I said to him.
Jag sa till honom.
I love singing to
jeg
praise the Lord. Jeg
elsker å synge og lovprise Gud når jeg sick.
I am singing praise the Lord because I am sick.
Jeg synger og lovprise Gud fordi jeg sick.
Then he left.
Så lo han.
I cannot understand you.
Jeg kan ikke forstå deg, sier han.
Let me be alone, I said.
Så sa jeg, la meg være alene.
I sang again.
Jeg fortsatte å sang.
After singing, I fell to sleep.
Och efter jag var färdig att sjunga så sovnade jag.
When I was awakened.
Och när jag vaknade upp.
I knew that I had slept for about less than 20 minutes.
Jag lade märke till att jag hade sovit mindre än 20 minuter.
Oh, I was com- healed.
Och jag var helbreda.
No more headache.
Icke mer hodepine.
No more stomach ache.
Icke mer vont I mage.
I thank the Lord.
Jag sa till Gud.
Then what did I do?
Then vad gjorde jag? Jag sang till Gud och vad gjorde jag efterpå?
I again sang praise the Lord.
Jag sa igen tack Gud.
Then the Swedish major he opened the door.
Så han var svensk man bara öppna dörren igen.
Oh, Kisong, are you still sick?
Han sa, oh, Kisha, är du fortsatt sick?
No.
Så sa han, nej.
When you say you are singing when you are sick.
Men, och så sa han, men du sa du sang för att du är sick.
Yes, but I am singing also when I am healed.
Så svarte jag, jag också singer när jag är hebreda.
I am singing praise because I am healed.
Jag singer lovpris till Gud för att jag är hebreda.
Then he was so excited, he just embraced me.
Och han var så överraskad och så begeistrad att han bara krympte mig.
Of course, then we had a big dinner, delicious Korean food.
Så hade vi en väldigt stor middag, koreansk middag.
I ate so much.
Jag spiste så mycket.
Then while I was there, I could give them the Swedish Bible.
Och så bynte jag med svensk bibel.
And told them about Jesus Christ.
Och bynte att fortälla honom om Jesus.
Psalm chapter 22.
Salme kapitel 32
vers 3 teaches that God dwells on our praise.
Den lär oss att Gud bor i vår lovprisning.
Do you want to find God?
Vill du finna Gud?
Then sing praise to the Lord.
Så lovprisa honom.
So our praise,
vår pris eller vår lovprisning
is like God's address.
Det är som Guds adress.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in conclusion I like to say,
conclusion vill jag säga,
let us pray and sing praise to the Lord both when we are in good and bad circumstances.
Låt oss be och sjunga lovprisning till Gud när vi är både i dålig och i god situation.
When we go through midnight trouble sickness.
När vi går igenom sjukdom.
Midnight trouble, financial problem.
Nu vi går igenom finansiella problem.
And whatever midnight problems.
Nu vi går igenom många andra olika problem.
Let us pray and sing praise to the Lord.
Låt oss be och sjunga lovprisning till Gud.
Then.
Då.
Only then.
Bara då.
Then we shall be bound to experience God's wonder working power.
Då kan vi uppleva Guds stora kraft.
Then we shall be bound to become giants of faith.
Då blir vi gigantiska i tro.
Men and women of faith.
Män och kvinnor av tro.
Who will shout boldly?
Som vi ropar med tålmod, med modighet.
I am what the Bible says I am.
Som vi ropar med frimodighet att jag är den Bibeln säger jag
I
är.
I have what the Bible says I have.
Jag har det Bibeln säger att jag har.
I can do what the Bible says
jag
I can do.
Jag kan göra det Bibeln säger att jag kan göra.
I am not afraid.
Jag är inte rädd.
I am bold.
Jag är frimodig.
I am saved.
Jag är frälst.
I have eternal life.
Jag har evigt liv.
I am more than a conqueror.
Jag är mer än en vinnare.
Through Jesus Christ.
Genom Jesus Kristus.
Who loves me?
Som älskar mig.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me show you just one verse before we pray together.
Låt mig bara visa dig en vers för vi ber samman.
Psalm chapter 3.
Psalmen kapitel 3.
Verse 6.
Vers 6.
In English translation and Norwegian translation say.
Yeah, in den norska översättelsen.
I don't know how it is in Swahili.
Jag vet inte vad det är på Swahili.
It says, I am not afraid of ten. I am not afraid. He says, I am not afraid of 10,000 of people.
Jag är inte rädd för 10,000 människor.
Who have surrounded me to attack me.
När de omringar mig för att kämpa mot mig.
It's 10,000.
He said 10,000.
But Korean translation says.
Men koreansk översättelse säger.
I am not afraid of.
Jag är inte rädd av.
Not 10,000.
Inte 10,000.
10,000,000 people.
10,000,000.
So we are not afraid of 10,000, 10 million. troops of enemy who are going to attack us.
Så det säger att vi är inte rädda för 10,000 eller 10 miljoner fiender som omringar till att kämpa mot oss.
Because the enemy soldiers under the leadership of Satan.
För det är fiende soldater under Satans order.
Have only small knives.
Och de har små knivar.
To attack us.
För att kämpa mot oss.
What we have?
But det vi har,
not knife,
det är knivet,
but big sword,
men stora svärd,
the sword of the spirit,
en den helige ånds svärd,
which is the word of God,
som är Guds ord.
You see, when a man with a knife, when a man with a sword, when they fight, who will win?
Visst du ser en man I en kniv och en man I en svärd när de kämpar, vem tror du kommer till att vinna?
No doubt, a man with a big sword.
Det är det som har, det är den som har stora svärd.
So we have the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit.
Så Guds ord är den andliga svärden.
The word of God is not only for us to memorize and read and study.
Guds ord är inte bara för oss att bara pugga det och på studera det bara.
But for us to use.
Men för att bruka.
If you do not use your knife,
hvis du ikke bruker kniven ditt,
if you do not use your sword,
hvis du ikke bruker sverdet ditt,
for a long time,
I en lang periode,
then they will be rusted.
Så blir det å bli rustet,
and the blade will become very dull.
Så blir den vel, den ikke skarp
lenger. You cannot cut even grass.
Du kan ikke engang kutte gress.
But the sword of the spirit which we have,
men det åndelige sverdet som vi har,
should be sharpened.
Skal bli skarpere.
By the oil of the Holy Spirit,
med den helions olja,
and through the power of praising the Lord,
och genom kraften av att tillbe Gud,
then sword of the Spirit which we have will become powerful enough.
Så den andliga svärd som vi har ska bli kraft nog
to defend ourselves,
till att försvara vår själ,
and to fight against all the enemy soldiers of Satan,
och för att kämpa mot alla Satans soldater. Amen.
God bless you.
Gud välsigne dig.
Will you repeat after me?
Kan du gjenta etter meg?
In English.
På engelsk.
Loudly.
Veldig høyt.
I am. What the Bible says I am.
What the Bible says I am.
I have.
I have.
What the Bible says I have.
I can do.
What the Bible says I can do.
I am more than a conqueror.
Through Jesus Christ who loves me.
I am not afraid
of 10 millions of enemy soldiers
because
the Lord is with me. I have a sword of the Spirit
in
the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let us rise.
La oss alle stå opp.
Let us pray together.
Og la oss be sammen.
When we are praying together.
Og når vi ber sammen.
I like each of you to pray loud in your own language.
Jeg har lyst at alle dere skal be så høyt dere kan I dere egne språk. Norske be på norsk.
Swahili or English in whichever language.
Swahili be på Swahili. Engelsk be på engelsk. Jeg skal be for, I mitt egen
let us pray. Lord, give me the strength in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Låt Gud ge mig den helions kraft.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fyll mig upp med den helion.
Help me to be bold and courageous.
Hjälp mig till att bara bli frimodig.
Help me to be a giant of faith.
Hjälp mig till att vara gigantisk I tro.
Who will bring the spark of revival in my own home church?
Som vill bringa väckelse I min egen menighet.
This way of praying loudly in unison.
Och när vi ber högt I enhet.
It's not a Korean way of praying, no. It is not a way of Korean way.
Yeah, it's not. Det är inte en koreansk måte att be på.
This is in Acts chapter 4.
Det här det står I Apostlens gärningar kapitel 4.
Together in unison.
De bar sammen I enhet.
Then they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Och de blev fyllda av den helige
ande. Let us pray together loudly.
Så la oss be sammen högt.
Halleluja, halleluja. 주여 생명되신 아버지 하나님 하나님의 은혜를 감사합니다. 주님의 시간에 하나님 역사하여 주셔서 우리 모두가 다 하나님께 간절히 기도 올리게 주시니 감사합니다. 성령님께서 오늘 이 시간에 역사하여 주심으로 말미암아 아버지 하나님 모두가 다 성령의 충만함을 받게 하여 주시고 할렐루야 모두가 다 주여 믿음의 큰 거인들 되게 하여 주시옵소서. 모두가 다 믿음의 아버지 하나님 저 붕에 불끼 있는 사람들 되도록 도와주시길 기도합니다. 할렐루야 아버지 모두가 다 주여 성령의 도구로 붕의 도구로 삼아주시기를 간절히 바라옵고